Wake up, everyone. It's time for the Steve Noble Show, where biblical Christianity meets the everyday issues of life in your home, at work, and even in politics. Steve is an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and on his show, there's plenty of grace and lots of truth, but no sacred cows. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Or check him out online at thestevenobleshow.com. And now, here's your host, Steve Noble.
Okay, I'm going to need your help today. We'll see if we can actually pull this off. This is Steve Noble. Good to be back with you. Hope you had a great weekend. And my weekend was a little harum scarum for what it's worth. And of course, nothing like the weekend that they've had in Israel. So you've got the Israeli situation there, over 700 rockets fired. And then some typical and then not so typical responses on this side of the Atlantic Ocean. And then you've got all kinds of other things going on. Of course, perhaps the biggest news, probably not, Meghan Markle, Prince Harry's wife. You know, what are they going to name the son? So they had a son. Let me just go ahead and close that window on this computer screen because I'm not going to spend any time talking about that. A big thing happened Saturday at Times Square. I don't know if you heard about that. And then you've got the USS Lincoln strike force moving into the area right near Iran. And so several things going on there. However, I was going to be doing, as this is May 6th, the first full Monday of May. Normally, we would do a full Money Monday show with our good friend David Fisher, who's also a great supporter of the radio ministry. But David had a procedure last week, and he's had some serious health issues over the last 7 or 8 months that we've prayed about many times together on the air as well as on Facebook Live. And if you want to join us on Facebook, just go to the radio show page, thestevenobleshow.com. I'm going to need your help there via Facebook and some things we're working on here this summer, coming up on the summertime. Can you believe it? Where's the year go? It just gets worse as you get older. So was planning on doing that, but David's still recovering, had a pacemaker put in, and so we'll pray for David and his family before the end of the show. And so we were going to do that and then set that aside. And then last Thursday after Theology Thursday, which was a great conversation, we were I'm driving home and then boom, my transmission goes out. And that Ford Fusion, you know, what Ford stands for, right? F-O-R-D, found on road dead. Well, that certainly became true Thursday evening after the show. And had to replace that, which I just came from a dealership, bought a couple-year-old Honda Accord. Praise the Lord for Honda Accords. So it's been anything but an ordinary, slow, kind of boring weekend. So a lot of balls up in the air. So here's what I want to do. I do this maybe 3 times a year at the most, almost always 2 times a year, but we always do it around Thanksgiving. I'm going to do it again today. I've got all this stuff pulled up. I can fly through all of this, these stories, and these are important stories, and we'll get to them this week, but I'd rather set that aside, actually. And this is something, have you ever noticed in a small group, Sunday school, wherever you're at, and we're take prayer requests, right? And everybody's got serious things going on in our lives, and so we offer those up, and whether it's financial things, marital things, kids, health, oftentimes health. The older you get in your Sunday school class, the more the health thing comes up. And then you say, hey, anybody got any praises? Anything that we can just praise the Lord for that's happened recently? And that's usually what you hear. People really struggle to kind of offer up praises to count their blessings. And I mean specific. So I'm going to set aside all the news of the day today. I'm going to open up the phones and I'm just going to give you the time so that hopefully we can praise the Lord. This is something that should be easy to do. It should not be difficult. We have 5 phone lines coming in here, and it should not be difficult to get those lit up and keep them lit up, right? So something specific you want to thank the Lord for publicly, and let us celebrate with you. Could be the salvation of a loved one. Could be your salvation. Maybe you're a new believer. Could be something, a prayer that was answered, a relationship that was reconciled, some health issues, a child, something happened, an answer to prayer with children or a husband or spouse or a friend or your business at work, something with your ministry, anything. How difficult is it for us to spend a radio show afternoon praising the Lord? It should not be difficult, right? It should be relatively easy for us to count our blessings. But don't call in and say you're happy for your health. I mean, try to be specific. If it's a big health thing, then be specific, okay? 866-348-7884 is the phone number, 866-348-7884. I just want you to call in, or if you're on Facebook Live, just type it in there and I'll share that over the air. Something that you are thankful for, that we want to praise the Lord for, something that you're happy about, an answered prayer, something good that we can praise the Lord in the midst of all this news and wanting to, you know, people in Congress want to arrest Bob Barr now, and you have the whole mess with Israel going on, and let's pray for the peace of Jerusalem and Israel, of course, and the way that some Democrats are reacting, and there's all that stuff. We can play all those games all day, right? Those news, that news is always going to be there. Just like Jesus said, the poor you will have with you always. We're always going to have this crazy news, okay? So what can you thank the Lord for? Now, this shouldn't be difficult for you to call in and think of one thing specific that you want to praise the Lord for, okay? And then I'll share what people are putting on Facebook Live as well. But let's actually exercise a little worship here today in this form. Remember, everything you do is worship. You're either worshiping well or you're not. But what can you praise the Lord for? What can you thank God for specifically today during the show? And we're just going to keep the phones open the whole hour, okay? And I can sit here and twiddle my thumbs, but I would rather not. I'd rather join with you in praising the Lord. 866-348-7884 is the number. 866-348-7884. Don't be nervous about calling in and being on a radio show and all that kind of stuff. This is all about giving the Lord some praise and some honor for what he's done in your life. 866-348-7884. 7884-866-34-TRUTH. And this is also, I'm also doing this because, unfortunately, we need to work on this. Praising the Lord. Praise the Lord. Not just generally, but specifically. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Please call and let's praise the Lord throughout the rest of the show together, okay? Because I want to join you in that. Let's go to our buddy Clay right here in my backyard in Raleigh, North Carolina. Clay, always good to hear from you. Go ahead, sir.
Well, hey, brother, long time no speak to, and there's a reason why I have not been able to get on the radio and talk to you because of some stuff that happened while I was out in the fan state. Because if I may, I don't want to take up most of your time, but I had a situation that arose while I was helping a dear friend of mine move out to the fan state. And the situation that came about, I was accused from a family member about stealing their green raincoat. Well, this precipitated because of what I was doing, taking care of the family member and everything to change the lock. So when I went out west to do what I was doing, not that much of the clothes on my back. Well, but I get back and most everything that I have is been either, I was told that it was not taken or touched, but I found out that was not the case. But
well, hold on, Clay. I'm coming up against the break. I'm sorry, buddy. I'm going to put you on hold because I want you to finish that and then get to your praise when we come back. Okay. I appreciate you calling and putting you on hold. What can you praise the Lord for today? 866-34-TRUTH. We'll be right back.
What will make a man so bold? Make a woman lay her own life down. One thing, Jesus Christ.
There you go. That's the whole point. Jesus Christ magnified all over the world. We can do that today on the air, which we had to call an audible today on the show. So I wanted to just open up the phones to you and call in and share something specific that you want to praise the Lord for. We would like to join you in that. We don't do this often enough in prayer. We take prayer requests. We're ready to rock and roll there because we're acutely aware of all the things that are kind of off or troubling, tragic things in our lives. But when it comes to praising the Lord, oftentimes that's a much harder exercise to do, unfortunately, in mature Christian groups. I mean, I'm like, prayer requests? Okay, they all come out. Okay, who wants to praise the Lord for something in the last week? It's like crickets. And not that our prayer requests aren't important. Of course they are. But we need to praise the Lord as well and keep our eyes focused on the wonderful things that are happening, not just the bad things or the challenging things. So today is your day to do that on the air. We want to join you in that. And that's what we're doing the whole show today. 866-348-7884 is the number. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Going back to my friend Clay right here in Raleigh, North Carolina. Okay, so you went out there. You were helping people move. You're coming back. And so let's get to the point, Clay, and just because I have other callers. So that we can give the Lord some praise. But go ahead and finish up.
I was accused of just stealing my 91-year-old aunt's green raincoat. The locks were changed. Most everything that I had was left in the house. And so I received a text message saying that nothing had been taken or touched. But when I was able to get back in the house, that was not true. But when I went to Bible Study Fellowship, which is about 3-4 weeks ago, when I, you know, they ask ASKs, and they, you know, I don't, Brother Steve, honestly, I don't ask for that much because I know there are more people out there in the world that need more than I do. But I just asked them to pray for my situation with what was going on. Well, I have you know that several of the guys in the group that I'm with stepped up to the plate. I received a one envelope with a $100 Visa gift card. Another guy gave me $100. And I just want to give thanks and praise to the Lord.
Amen.
Because when you are a follower in Jesus Christ, you know that you have family members that aren't, or you have people that aren't. You know that when you have people that are around you and know that you're growing up in the Lord and seeing the way you walk and everything, that's when you have those people that the Lord says, you need to do this for this brother. I had that happen again yesterday, a brother that I've known for quite some time, and unexpectedly, he shows up. I was celebrating another dear friend of mine's daughter's birthday, and he gave me a money full envelope full of money. And it's been an interesting thing because they are, you know, still saying that what I'm saying or what I'm doing, and everybody's saying that I need to break away from this. But I just, you know, I know that I can see the people who care about me and who love me,
I
give thanks to the Lord for it. I do
Amen.
Praise the Lord for that because you know who your friends are.
Yeah, that's right.
When you're down there
right.
in the valley.
Yeah, and praise the Lord. And people are watching, and Jesus himself said they'll know your mind by the way you love one another. And we can notice our friends' needs, and we can pray about our friends' needs, but we need to take action and actually get involved and help people out. Clay, that's a great story and a great praise. Thanks for sharing that, bro.
Well, thank you, brother, for I apologize for not getting back any sooner
right.
with you and talking
no
to you. But I just want to I would like to say how thankful that I am to the Lord for you, and I praise the Lord for you, man, because you know what? You don't have to be doing what you're doing, but you are, and that's why I care about you and I love you the way for the person that you are.
Appreciate that. Thank you so much. You're always so encouraging. Love you, man. Have a great afternoon.
All right. Love you too, brother. God bless you, man.
All right. God bless you too. Well, let's jump over to, let's go to Rodney, who's calling in from Winston-Salem, North Carolina on the Truth Radio Network. Rodney, you're on with Steve. Thanks for waiting. Go right ahead.
Yeah, my praise is for the salvation of my son. And under
wow.
the circumstance, most kids go off to college and get further from the Lord. He actually somehow found the Lord during his college years and has turned into a wonderful young man and completely has changed his viewpoint on the world 180 degrees.
Wow.
And so he's in a good Bible-believing church. He got involved in a ministry on campus called Crew, and he now actually leads that on campus, and he's going on his first 6-week missionary trip within
wow.
the next 2 weeks.
That is so awesome. Praise the Lord. Well, nothing touches a Christian parent's heart more than when their son or daughter comes to faith, so that's a huge praise. Rodney, thanks so much for calling
brother.
In and sharing that.
You bet.
That's awesome. Thanks so much. God bless you. Let's jump over to Christy, and if you want to call in and share, please get in line. We want to hear from you. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Let's jump over to Christy calling in, also from Winston-Salem, North Carolina, on the Truth Radio Network. Thanks for calling, Christy. Go right ahead.
Thanks, Steve. Thanks for having me. First thing I want to say is I'm so thankful for your show because it touches on so many topics that I can't talk to friends about, and it gives me clarity, and I'm able to share that with my friends as well.
Oh, praise the Lord.
And today, what I want to celebrate is every day I wake up, I have a wayward son who makes he's been baptized before, but he's gone wayward, and he makes life decisions every day. And I'm just thankful that God protects him every day, that I hear from him that he's still alive, regardless of the bad decisions that he makes.
Yeah.
So I'm just so thankful every day. And I just want to, at first I didn't want to pick that phone and call, and he said, don't be scared to call. And I was like, okay,
yeah.
That's a sign. I need to call.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
and I think that... And that's so important, Christy, to bring that up, because I guarantee you there's other people listening. Or, you know, we're on in 12 other states besides North Carolina. I guarantee you there's plenty of parents out there and grandparents who have a wayward son or daughter, or perhaps both. And every day that they're poor decisions that God has given him in his general grace, another day to try to turn back and come back around. He never gives up on them. And that's a great praise. And I think that's something we need to remember. I really appreciate you calling in and sharing that.
Well, thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome. God bless you. Thanks, Christy. You're welcome. Let's jump over to, let's go to Raquel, who's calling in, also from North Carolina. Raquel, you're on with Steve. Thanks for calling. Go right ahead.
Yes, I just wanted to say I'm very grateful for all the freedoms that we have in America and that we can still get up and go about, still have the freedom to do what we want to do, work where we want to work, shop where we want to shop. I'm just grateful for that.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? I mean, you just look at what, and I'm so glad you brought that up, Raquel, and just look at what happened in Israel. I mean, that's not an isolated incident when all of a sudden there's 700 rockets firing over from Hamas in the Palestinian area, and we don't have to think like that. We never address that. It's not even on our radar screen. So I'm so glad you mentioned that, and I think we take our freedoms and our liberties here in America for granted all too often, but that's a huge praise.
Yeah. Yep, that was it.
That's great. Thank you so much for calling in. You're welcome. Thanks for the reminder. 866-348-7884 is the number. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH, just to throw some praise up there for the Lord today, which should not be a difficult a task for any of us, whether you're on the radio or wherever you happen to be. We should be people of Thanksgiving. Every day of our lives, we need to do that. Otherwise, we get mired down in the muck and the clay. And that's not where the Lord would have us be. Let's jump over to Gary, who's calling in. Oh, all my North Carolina friends today. No, Gary's not there. Let's go to Chris, who's calling in right here in my backyard again, Raleigh, North Carolina. Thanks for calling in, Chris. Go right ahead.
Hey, Steve, I just want to thank you for your obedience to Jesus. And I just want to say thank you for, like, really promoting On Plan. Because I kind of wanted to call a couple of times, but I don't really get a chance.
Well,
but,
hold on. Chris, can I put you on hold? We're up against a break.
But oh, yeah,
you,
yeah, yeah.
You got a couple minutes? All right. I'm going to put you on hold. We'll be back with Chris. But I want to hear from you, too. These phone lines should not be going dark at all. 866-34-TRUTH with your praise. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble on the Steve Noble Show, setting aside the news of the day. And there's important news out there. We need to be praying for Israel. We need to be praying for our leaders from the top to the bottom, right and the left, for obvious reasons across all of that. And a lot going on, as always. But we're setting that aside today and just spending the show today. I do this a few times a year. And all we're doing is taking your calls at 866-348-7884, 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Just something to praise the Lord about for, something you're thankful for that God has done in your life. And try to be specific. That would be much appreciated. We want to join you in that. And unfortunately, for a lot of us, this is something, well, let me see. Let me pray about that. Now, and this is something that we should be able to come up with pretty specifically. The transmission dropped in my car on Thursday. Praise the Lord that we have the ability to go out and get another car. And just came into the studio today with a 2016 Honda Accord, great sedan, in great shape. It's got 32,000 miles on it, got a good deal on it. Praise the Lord for that we have the ability to do that. A lot of Americans don't. So there you go. There's another one. I can do this all hour, but I'd rather hear from you. Okay, so pick up the phone and call in and let us join you, and let's kind of lift up these praises to God today on the show. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Hopefully I'm not asking you for much today, that we're willing to do this. And I mentioned earlier, you know, in a Sunday school, small group, whatever, we take prayer requests. We're pretty much Johnny on the spot with our prayer requests. But when it comes time to praise, oftentimes it's kind of like pulling teeth, and it's not that easy. But it should be, don't you think? We should be people of Thanksgiving, always looking for the things that God is doing in our life. General grace as well as very specific things. So please call in so that we can do that together today. That would be an awesome way to praise the Lord. And we'll continue our worship from Sunday. The worship just doesn't happen at church. It should be happening all the time. 866-348-7884 is the number, or 866-34-TRUTH. Keep calling. There you go. Good job. Lighten up all those phone lines. Let's go back to Chris. Chris, sorry I had to put you on hold. I appreciate what you were saying about promoting Unplanned and being involved with that, and it sounded like he had some more to say about that. So thanks for staying on hold. Thanks for calling in. Go right ahead.
Yeah, no worries. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you. Sound good.
Okay, cool, because I have headphones in. So, to be transparent, like when I first heard you talking about it, I was like, man, he's like coming off very harsh, and like it just started to like settle in like in my mind, in my spirit, in my heart, and I just keep hearing about the unplanned. And then I went to go see the movie, and it was literally like God wrecked me. I was like, oh my gosh. You know, like I knew abortion was bad. I wasn't for abortion in the first place, but I didn't do anything about it.
Yeah.
And then you were really pushing it, and so anyways, I say all that to say this. First off, thank you for really, you know, really promoting it, really not letting off of it when you did. So, like, I think a little bit after that, I was like, you know, I really want to try to get people in my church to, let's go down to some, you know, some clinics to just pray, talk to whatever we, you know, we can do. I mean, yeah. The best thing we can really do is pray, you know, and let God have his way in that. So literally a week after I had said that, like the whole church was doing all these different ministry things like, okay, we're going to go to prison ministries, nursing homes and all this. And one of them was pro-life. And I was like, you gotta be kidding me. This is awesome. So it was like the Lord was really like breathing on all of that. And he's so sovereign. It's so awesome. You know, it's just like you literally took apart, whether people listened in my church or not, listened to what you were doing. But for me personally, God used you. You were literally like the beginning step of me going into the pro-life thing. And it's more than pro-life. It's literally like standing up for the gospel, you know?
Yeah,
it's
course, like
you can say all these things like, oh, well, there's this that's bad about abortion, this about abortion. But it's just like, ultimately, it's like we're killing, you know, these beings that are made in the image of God, and that is the worst thing more than anything.
I mean, and it's one thing, and I'm so glad you mentioned that, Chris, and I appreciate you know, all the encouraging words you're saying, and it means a lot to me. It really does. I'm just another domino in the whole line that goes all the way back to Christ.
Yeah.
You're a domino too, and that's the way we're supposed to be doing it. But it was important that people went from kind of, you know, I'm pro-life. But then once you go through the experience that you have when you see a movie like Unplanned, it takes you to a whole nother level that you couldn't get to otherwise. And it's a level that we need to go to. That's why I felt compelled to push so hard, and I appreciate that you went. And look, God's using your faithfulness, and he's going to continue to bring fruitfulness out of that. So praise the Lord for it.
Yeah, amen. So,
that's
yeah,
awesome.
We go out this Saturday, and
cool.
I'm pumped. I'm ready to see abortion clinics shut down. That's my prayer, is to have
Amen.
Them all shut down. No more children's side. Real quick, I know there's callers and stuff, but like when I tell people this, they're really flabbergasted that I make this statement. But Planned Parenthood and clinics alike are just places of unholy sacrifices to Satan, and that's what it is.
I mean, that's definitely what it is.
You know, we got to be real about it.
No bones about it. That's exactly what it is. God bless you, Chris.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for getting involved. Thanks for calling in. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. God bless you. Have a good one.
Thanks, pal. You too. Let's jump over to, let's go to Jane, who's calling in right here in Wake Forest, where I happen to be in the studio, in a secure and undisclosed location, by the way. But it is Wake Forest, North Carolina. Jane, thanks for calling in. Go right ahead.
Well, Steve, I want to thank you for what you're doing today. And based on what Chris just shared with us, I just want to let you know we are so, so, so blessed to have brothers like him and you to do every single thing we can to stop abortion.
Amen.
So thank you for having this call. But I did call, what was on my heart to share with you is I want to thank the Lord for Les Wolf. He has a burden on his heart to help lift people out of poverty, transform lives, and I've been seeking and searching for ways to do that. And he birthed OfficeFortune.com, and it truly can give people hope and be a tool to spread the gospel.
Wow.
So I'm so thankful for Office Fortune. Thank you.
OfficeFortune.com. You're welcome. Thanks for calling in, Jane. That's a great one. Thank you so much.
I love what you're doing. Appreciate
Thank you, ma'am.
Bye-bye.
You're very kind. Thanks. Mm-hmm. Have a great afternoon. God bless you. Let's jump over. Let's go out west. Let's go to Beth, who's calling in from Kansas. This is one of my favorite kind of praises. Beth, thanks so much for listening and calling in today. Go right ahead.
Oh, well, we're just praising the Lord that our 10-year-old, our 10-year-old granddaughter, almost 10 anyway, got baptized.
Wow.
And she just loves the Lord and took her first communion. But we're also praising God that, you know, we farm and ranch out here in Kansas, and the rains have been beautiful. The wheat looks great, and the grass for the cattle is wonderful, because it's been a couple of years since it's been this good.
Wow.
So we're just praising the Lord.
That's a huge praise, and so nice to hear. You know, people like me, city dwellers, Beth, we just kind of take for granted the bounty that comes out of the earth, and people like you and your family and other folks out that way that work so hard to do that. And just thank you for your diligence and for your faithfulness. And we just praise the Lord for all of that. That's great.
Well, thank you. And thank you for your show.
You're welcome. God bless you, Beth. Thanks so much for calling in. Let's, and by the way, for Chris and anybody else, especially if you're in North Carolina, go to lovelife.org. That's a great place for you to plug in if you want to just show up and pray at an abortion clinic. They're doing an awesome work here in North Carolina. They're good friends of mine, an incredible organization, and God is really blessing it and growing it. Lovelife.org. They're, of course, not the only ones, but they're out there and in multiple cities, so that's a great place to go. 866-348-7884 for your praise for the Lord today. 866-34-TRUTH. Let's go to Elizabeth, who's calling in. Elizabeth, thanks for calling. Go right ahead.
Thanks for doing this today. This is just timely for me, and it's not, you know, it's very temporal. It's maybe kind of a ho-hum for, you know, compared to some of the other callers. But last night or early this morning, we're not sure when, a huge, huge, huge branch, like a tree, fell in our yard. It just barely missed our house.
Oh, man.
And we had to leave it and go to work. We're like, well, you know, what are we going to do with this thing? And, you know, it's huge to figure out how we're going to get it out of the yard. And a great brother... church book, and just I just posted a picture of it and said, so this happened, and he went over and with a chainsaw cut the thing up and got it out of our yard. I'm just thanking God for protection for, you know, the community of believers we're a part of, because those are both huge blessings.
Yeah, they really are, and that's a great point. And that's one of those things we kind of, oh, the darn tree limb fell, and oh, thank God it missed the house, and then somebody, and then we usually just kind of go with our day because we're all busy, and you move on. But we need to stop and praise the Lord for those things like that, and that's a great example.
Absolutely.
Elizabeth, thanks so much for sharing that. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH. Let's jump to Gary right quick, who's calling in from North Carolina before we run out of time here in this segment. Gary, go right ahead. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, I just wanted to praise the Lord. My wife and I just celebrated our 50th anniversary. And
that's awesome.
She's the one that really led me to Christ.
Oh, did she really? How long ago was that? Praise the Lord.
That would have been about 45 years ago.
Wow. That's really awesome. And, what a great story. And 50 years of marriage. When was your actual anniversary, Gary?
March 23rd.
March 23rd. That's huge. 50 years.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord for that.
Yeah, and I tell you, I'd like to challenge everybody to give blood platelets to the Red Cross.
Amen. That's a great point as well. I'm up against the break, but thanks so much, Gary. Thanks for calling in. Congratulations to you guys. We'll be right back. Usually we'd be with our buddy David Fisher to do a full Money Monday update, because it's Monday, May 6th, the first Monday of the month. But David had a little procedure last week and had a little pacemaker put in. He's had some challenges with his heart over the last 8-9 months, which we prayed for diligently and occasionally on the air and occasionally just on Facebook Live. If you would join me right now, then we'll get back to the calls. We're just taking your calls today, things that we can praise the Lord for right now on Facebook Live. If you want to join us there, it's just the Steve Noble Show on Facebook, and you can jump in on Facebook Live. We were, for some reason, we got onto how long people have been married. Oh, because the last gentleman called in about 50 years of marriage, which is totally awesome. And then somebody, Ursula, on Facebook Live was like that was one of her praises, that she still has both of her parents, and they will be celebrating their 60th anniversary in August. Then I asked my friends at Facebook Live who's been married the longest. David and Christy Harding came in at 35, then Joe upped the number to 36, and Archie Cottle comes in and just mic drops the whole gig at 56 years of marriage. Okay, I give up. 26 years, I'm like a sophomore, right? Is that the deal? Relative to Archie, 56 years of marriage. I've got 26 with my bride, and so that makes me, I guess, about a sophomore. Good job, Archie. Praise the Lord for that. 866-348-7884 is the number. 866-348-7884 to call in and offer up your praises to the Lord. Try to be specific, and we want to join you in that today. 866-348-7884. 34 Truth. But let's pray for our friend David Fisher right quick in his recovery. Father, we thank you for David and his support of the show and bringing great and valuable content. And Lord, we know that you've brought him through a lot health-wise in the last 9 months with his heart and heart capacity. And Lord, we thank you that we have the technology we do and the pacemaker that was put in last week. We just pray complete healing and restoration for him, complete wellness, Lord, back to 100% productivity of his heart, for him to be able to minister, Lord, with his full energy and run his business. And we pray for he and his wife and their family, Lord, that you would just comfort them and strengthen them and just give them a burst of energy this week, Lord. Help them to recover quickly. And just thank you for his friendship and his ministry and his support of the show. We ask that in Christ's name. Amen. All right, give us a call. Share your praise today, 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Let's jump over to Kathy, who's calling in from Wake Forest, North Carolina. Kathy, thanks so much for calling. Sorry to keep you on hold for so long. Go right ahead.
Oh, that's fine. Hey, Steve, how you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Yes. Doing good. I tell you, it's really hard to pin it down when there's so many things to be thankful for.
That's the right attitude right there.
Yeah. I'm really praising God for my church and for my pastor who just keeps us on target, and he guards the gospel so well and leads us. And we had a big sign-up yesterday for Love Life, and I was praying that my church would have their heart broken for what breaks God's heart, and amen. Abortion breaks God's heart. And we had a huge sign-up yesterday, and we're going this Saturday, and I'm just excited.
I will see you there. I'm bringing a bunch of my students with me, my high school students.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Well, more prayer warriors. That's what we need.
That's awesome.
You know, me and my husband are there often, and it's just going to be so great to see the church just filling in, standing in the gap.
Amen.
And,
that's right.
Praising God.
Yeah, that's. Do you want to mention your church's name, Kathy? It's fine if you do.
Open Door on Durant.
Oh, Road. Dwayne Milioni, the only 100% Italian Southern Baptist in America.
Yeah. And he taught us yesterday on Job, and it was about, you know, praising God in suffering and in plenty, you know, and in blessing. So, you know, it's just so wonderful to be able to recognize that we praise God no matter
what. That's right. Praise the Lord. Kathy, thanks so much for calling in and sharing that. That's awesome. And I'll see you on Saturday.
See you Saturday. That's great. Thanks,
all right,
Steve.
Cool. See you then. Great. God bless you. And that's a great church. Dwayne Milioni is a great pastor, an Open Door church here in Raleigh, North Carolina. Is a great church. I hope you go to one as well. Let's go to Donna, who's calling in all the way out in New Mexico with our Wilkins radio affiliate out there. Donna, thanks for calling in today. Go right ahead.
Hello. I just want to praise the Lord for my church family. We have the best Southern Baptist church here in our little town of Socorro. And I am thankful for my relationship with my grandson and my son, both of whom are facing personal life challenges at this time. And I am so grateful that the Lord helped me to share wisdom with them. I pray for their salvation, and I know that he's going to do a mighty work for my two lost souls.
Yeah.
And I just want to offer praise for that.
Praise the Lord for that. I think we need to lean into that with you, Donna. That's a great point. And we know the Lord's will. The Lord's will is that none should perish, right? But that all should come to faith in Jesus Christ. And we need to pray into that and believe that. And I think that's just wonderful that you shared that with us today. Thanks so much, Donna.
Amen. Thank you.
God bless you. You're welcome. We'll talk to you later. 866-348-7884. Have a few phone lines open. So this shouldn't be like pulling teeth, should it? I shouldn't have to like scold you and excoriate you and to shame you into calling in and offering up praises to the Lord. And I know for a lot of people, it's kind of uncomfortable and bizarre to be on the radio, but don't look at it that way. Just look at it as, hey, we're all just kind of throwing up, just like our prayers are kind of like an incense to the Lord there in the throne room. Our praises are that way too. And I want to praise right along with you, and we should be working on this. Unfortunately, we don't do it that often. I don't think most circles that I've been in, prayer requests go up quick. Praises, not so much. And we should definitely be in the habit every day, be people of thanksgiving. That's what the scriptures call us to clearly. 866-348-7884 is the number. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Have a few phone lines open, so please call in. Let's make sure we finish strong today, praising the Lord together. I think I know who this person is. Catherine, my sister, who's just a little bit older than I am, calling in from the beautiful city of Chattanooga there in Tennessee. Hey, Kath, how are you?
Hey, Stevie. I'm good. How are you?
One of the only people on the planet that calls me Stevie and can get away with it. That's just, and I appreciate that.
True,
that's good.
I appreciate that.
I'm good. Go ahead.
Okay. So I have three praises. One for all God's blessings here in Chattanooga. It's just a great place for us and making wonderful new friends. So thankful for that. Number two, thankful for God just giving us a wonderful family that is so supportive of Mother as she transitions into life without Dad. And number three, thankful for your ministry. You have helped me strengthen my faith, and that has been a true blessing.
Well, you're awfully kind, and yeah, that's a huge praise. And I was I think I was describing our mother as the Energizer Bunny a few minutes ago, because she just keeps going, yes, which is just amazing.
She does. Yeah,
I love you.
Here who's met her?
Oh yeah, they're probably all like
she's 87.
She's 87, and off she goes. I mean, I'm going to go to Florida for 2 weeks. See you later. And no, she didn't fly. She drove herself.
She drove herself.
Yeah, hilarious.
Very true.
All right, I love you, sis. Thanks for calling in.
Okay, I love you too. Okay.
All right, talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye. And you know, if your last name's Noble and you happen to be my sibling, you can offer three praises. You can get away with that. But that's cool. If you want to offer more than one, that, if you can get it in the time we have allotted, we're running out of time, but if you can get it in there, I'm just fine with that. 866-348-7884. Let's jump over to Nancy back here in North Carolina. Nancy, thanks for calling. Go right ahead.
Hey, Steve. Thank you so much. First time caller.
You're welcome.
My brother-in-law was in a bad wreck, a motorcycle wreck, on Thursday. But it is a praise because he could have been killed. He could have had brain damage. He could have had his back broken. He has a lot of breaks, but the doctors are on hand and confident they're going to be able to fix everything. And I honestly, personally think it's going to refocus my entire extended family to get serious about God. And he is very grateful, and there's a lot of discussion about prayer, and it's just, I can already see God working.
Wow, that's so awesome. Well, praise the Lord for his safety, and praise the Lord even more for the fruit.
Yes.
That's so good.
Yes.
Thanks, Nancy. Yep. Thanks for calling in and sharing that. Absolutely.
Thank you, Steve.
You're welcome. God bless you. We'll talk to you later. So good. And then, you know, and especially with the motorcycle accident, you walk, if you can survive, if you survive it, praise the Lord. But then to see all that kind of, and then when bad things happen, we need to be praying into that in terms of the fruit that can come out of that. It's a unique situation for God to work in the midst of that kind of darkness. So praise the Lord for that. Let's jump over to Candace who's calling in down in Charlotte, North Carolina. Thanks for calling in, Candace. Go right ahead.
Hey, I want to just give God all the praise for turning around a situation in my family. My dad has not been speaking to my grandma for well over 10 years.
Wow.
And she got really sick last year, and it's been a long journey for her, and I've been praying that the Lord would heal her and getting a little frustrated that he hadn't yet. But somehow, one way or another, my dad found out that she was sick, and God used that to soften his heart and to go to her house very contrite and told her that he wanted to have their relationship restored. And it's been really, really good for our family, and I'm so thankful for how God turned that around it for his glory.
That's awesome, Candace. Thanks so much for sharing that. And of course, reconciliation is right at the heart of the gospel itself, so that's a great praise. Thanks for sharing. All right. Have a great afternoon. Jeremy Porras is calling in. He was just on last week. Remember, we were talking about the Raleigh Dream Center, and they had their big truck event, food truck event on Friday night. Jeremy, thanks for calling in, buddy. How'd it go?
You bet, Steve. Man, it was an exciting event. We had a lot of people. We blew our attendance out of the water.
That's awesome.
To help getting out there. But the event was really great. It helped raise a lot of money. The number of people coming in, this is a great event. Thanks for the support.
You're very welcome. That's great to hear. We love that praise report. Thanks, Jeremy. God bless you. And praise the Lord for the Raleigh Dream Center. By the way, there's Dream Centers all over the country. It's not just Raleigh. It's not just L.A. They're all over the country. Tommy, I wish I could grab Tommy. Tommy, if you're around tomorrow, okay, here's the deal. If you're around tomorrow, call into the show at any time. I've got Bruce Ashford on, my buddy Bruce Ashford. Great PhD, writes for FoxNews.com. We're doing a 2-day show tomorrow and Wednesday all about communism and socialism and democratic socialism. We're going to kind of clear up all of that mess. So if you call in tomorrow, Tommy, I'll give you the time you need to share that praise. I appreciate you calling. This is Steve Noble on the Steve Noble Show. Praise the Lord for the time we had together today. God willing, I'll talk to you again tomorrow. And like my dad always said, ever forward.